720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Who's going to save the world? The theme tonight here on Extension 720. Let's start with a quick conversation with two members of our congressional delegation. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky and Congressman Sean Casten both have come together to protest the proposed cuts to the EPA in the 2020 budget proposed by the White House. President Trump is looking to cut 31% from the Environmental Regulatory Agency. Schakowsky and Casten have both been strong advocates for climate change policy in Congress. Casten ran on climate change as one of his main campaign issues, which in part helped him defeat longtime Republican Peter Roskam. But now the campaigns are over. And the country is looking for this Congress to effect change when it comes to the environment. A new study polling Iowa Democrats before the Iowa caucuses shows that 91% of voters support the Green New Deal. So where do two of Illinois' biggest proponents on the environment stand? We caught up with them at a rally earlier this week, Federal Plaza. So we're down here at Federal Plaza. Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, Congressman Sean Casten. First off, the budget that has been proposed by President Trump, it does look to cut some of the EPA. Why is that important to you?
Well, yesterday was Earth Day, a day where most of us acknowledge that we are facing a crisis right now in the environment, and the budget should reflect that. Of course, instead, the Trump administration is going in the opposite direction as fast as it can. And so the good news is that the Democrats control the House of Representatives, which means that we have considerable control over that budget. So we're going to be looking at the plan that could reduce staff, put in lackeys of the White House to oversee what's going on here, and to reverse the direction. This is part of his plan to pull out of the Paris Accord, to get rid of the Clean Power Plant, to allow toxins to be admitted into the air. Last year was an increase in the amount of carbon that was in the atmosphere, an increase of over 3% in the United States of America under Trump. I mean, we have to face this crisis now. There's a sense of urgency. Our new members bring that with us, with them to our caucus. And this is an unacceptable plan. We'll fight it all the way.
Congressman Casten, you're one of the new faces in Congress, and you ran on this platform of taking on climate change. What does it mean to get a budget from the White House that is going to be a significant cut to the EPA?
Well, look, what's unambiguously clear is that the Trump administration does not understand economics or environmental science. We have a massive economic opportunity in front of us to reduce CO2 emissions and grow the economy. And I know that because I've done it. I spent 16 years running companies that profitably reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We were consistently frustrated by how many United States laws got in the way of doing more of that. But United States laws can be changed. What we have instead is an administration that violates the guidance that one of my wisest board members told me once, that he said, the only judgment that matters on us in this life is how our grandchildren will judge us. And we've only got one planet. On Earth Day, on every day, it's the only planet we got. And to sit there and look at a budget that is going to slash enforcement in Region 5 by 15%, to slash Great Lakes restoration by 90%. This is the program that we depend on to have clean water in Chicago. The cuts to the state loan revolving fund are greater in Illinois than almost any other state on a percentage basis. I don't know whether that is out of malevolence or incompetence, but we are going to fight this every step of the way, and I would like to thank all the voters for ensuring that after the last election, Trump's legislative agenda is basically dead on arrival in the House. And now we've got to get some adult supervision to get back to the point where we can do what's best for everybody on both environmental and economic matters.
You've seen it in the Capitol building and in both chambers, a lot of talk about climate change and global warming and what we can do about it. We saw the Green New Deal that was put out. For you to be one of the veterans in the House and representing Illinois, do you back a plan, the Green New Deal? Do you back a big concept to change the way we think of climate change?
You know, I am a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which is a resolution that sets a vision of what we can do to make our planet sustainable in a very comprehensive way. And that's a good thing. But more than that, right now I am on the Environment Subcommittee, and I was at a hearing where the Republicans, same old story, deniers, bad for jobs. And I want to tell the Republicans that to remember that everything is on the record, and they might want to not embarrass their children, their grandchildren, and be on the wrong side of history and be on the wrong side of science.
You've been dealing with the other side for your whole career. I mean, what is the impetus? What is their theories? What keeps them from joining you in trying to tackle this huge issue?
The same old story of somehow you have to pick between the environment and jobs and the economy. And as Sean has said, that's completely false. Our future economically is in clean energy and exporting those things around the world, being the leaders. And that's where the jobs are, and that's where they will be. And they continue fighting the last battle, which is loss because it is killing us.
Congressman Kasten, you were on with me on the Steve Cochran Show not too long ago, and you kind of said that the Green New Deal was kind of choking other things that could be done in the meantime for climate change. Are you behind the Green New Deal, or do you think that things need to be changed?
So, look, in order to do climate policy right, you have to have two things. You have to, number one, have a recognition that the urgency of action is vastly greater than the action that we have dedicated to this thus far. And the Green New Deal has brought that urgency, which is awesome, and we would not be having the kind of conversation we're having now without it. You also have to have an appreciation for the complexity of our system and the fact that, you know, with agriculture and healthcare, our energy system is probably the most heavily regulated part of our society and has an awful lot of unintended consequences of well-intentioned regulation. And the concern I've had with the Green New Deal is that I think it's failed to have that complexity in it and recognize it. But the support is great, and, you know, you wouldn't expect something led by sort of the activist end to necessarily have all that sophistication, but I'm delighted to be working with Jan and all her leadership and the expertise that does exist on the Energy and Commerce Committee to take this sort of inspiration and then say, okay, now let's get down to brass tacks and get this done. And let's do it in a way that recognizes that what really matters is getting CO2 down, that goal trumps all path-based regulation, and that at the end of the day, everything we do to reduce fossil fuel combustion means we spend less money on fossil fuel, which means we have more money in our pockets. That is economically stimulative, with one exception. If you make your money by extracting fossil fuel from the ground, that's not in your interest. The good news is that most of the economy depends on turning raw energy into finished goods and services. We have more people employed in this country as bakers than we do as coal miners. Bakers have an economic interest in turning fuel and flour into bread. Coal miners have an economic interest in pulling fuel out of the ground. We can grow our economy by making ourselves more efficient, but we gotta really focus on doing that and stop this false dichotomy between the environment and our economy.
Select committee?
Yeah, I am on the select committee on the climate crisis as well, and I'm really looking forward to trying to lead some policies on that front.
My last question, I'll let you guys go. Congresswoman, you look at the numbers and the polling, and a large majority of Americans want something to be done on climate change. They believe in it, and they believe that the government needs to do something. Are you confident that the Democrats in the House and the politicians in general and lawmakers in D.C. can get something done?
I really do feel confident. You know, we passed some climate bills and getting rid of CO2 the last time that Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House. But a lot has changed in those years. The American people have come to understand how critical this issue is. And I do believe if the House takes a very strong and aggressive position and action and bills that pass, that the senators, especially those who are up for re-election, are going to need to follow suit.
Great. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky and Congressman Sean Kasten talking about climate change and the Green New Deal. We'll continue tonight's theme as we take a break and get a new news update with Don Kleppen coming up here on 720 WGN.